making a difference in the community. Today we have Kayla Pilon and Chris Kite with Beyond the Crystal Cauldron. Thank you to both of you for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Just to get started, for people who might not know, tell us more about Beyond the Crystal Cauldron and what, as you've put it to me, is a purpose-driven business.
So Beyond the Crystal Cauldron is a purpose-driven business, and we sell crystals and what we describe as all things witchy. So we have incense and journals and candles, jewelry. The purpose-driven part is that we want to give back to the community. So we are a social media-based company, and we go live in our private group on Facebook twice a week, Sunday and Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. But one Friday or Saturday a month, we go live in a public group that we run, and it's our fundraising group. And we pick a local organization or an organization that assists someone locally, like someone who has Parkinson's or that sort of thing. And we donate 25% of our sales back into the community. So we started our business June 2022. Our first fundraiser was in August. And since August, we have donated over $4,000 back to the community.
And at first glance, that might not sound like a lot, but you have to consider you guys just started out. And I have to imagine that there are plans to expand the business and thus expand the total donations as well.
I mean, we would love to give back more. And we are doing our best to try to grow our customer base and our reach so we can do that. I think the most we've given back so far has been 650. So we average around, if you put them all together, we average around 500 a show. We would be more than happy to raise 1,000 or 2,000. And it's not a greedy thing. It's not like, ooh, in our pocket too, because the 25% is coming out of our drawout. That's our donation. Now it's modest, but we're not even a year old yet. So we're hoping to grow our business to a point that, yeah, we can donate bigger dollars and maybe even organize events, because we're a small rural community and everybody is looking for support. Everybody's looking for donations. Everybody's looking for that financial infusion. And we just feel it's our responsibility when we're doing well to give back.
You mentioned that not only do you give to organizations, but also people in the community who are impacted by those organizations. Do you have an example that can explain how that changes the dynamic of making a charitable donation?
Yeah. Our very first fundraiser was in August, and it was for the Parkinson's Superwalk, which took place in September. And it was personal because my best friend lost her father to Parkinson's, and a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, is living with Parkinson's. So we managed to raise $550 for Parkinson's, and we split it between their two teams. So they each got $275. And when we approached my friend who's living with Parkinson's, the emotion and the gratitude and just her reaction to just that small act of kindness was powerful and overwhelming. So sometimes when we make a donation to, say, the Phoenix Center, we're handing it to folks at the Phoenix Center, and we don't necessarily see who the money is impacting. Handing it over to someone who is living with the challenges of an illness or a diagnosis and seeing what it means to them, that's, I think, what we're most proud of, is that moment right there. And it was our first one, and
it's pretty incredible.
It is pretty, pretty incredible. And it reminds us why it's important to do it.
Obviously, as a fledgling business, reach is a bit of an issue at the moment. But are there any other major obstacles right now to raising funds?
Inventory is the toughest. Leading up to our Hospice Renfrew event, some of our inventory got tied up in customs and that sort of thing. But I think the relevant challenge would be getting the word out there and getting more people involved. The last thing we want to do is exhaust our customer base. So we're constantly trying to grow and further our reach. So we're always looking for new and innovative ways to bring people in to support the cause. So we reach out to the organizations we want to support and we ask them to help share it so that we can give back bigger dollars.
Before I let you two go, Kayla, I know you've been searching for the right words to express how you feel in the moment. I figure it's only right to give the floor to you as we end this conversation.
We want to thank our community for all your support. It would be impossible for us to be able to give back to so many organizations without you. We are so grateful, and you'll never know how much this means to us.
Beyond the Crystal Cauldron can be found on Facebook. Be sure to keep an eye and an ear out for their next live show in support of a local fundraiser or a local person impacted by one. Chris, Kayla, thank you so much for your time. And remember, you can listen to all our fundraisers online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.